Billboard
chart. Did anybody like me enjoy Carrie Underwood getting a little naughty in her first song?
Yes.
I think she was sexy.
She sang a good Elvis song. Von Schell did not.
Who says it about Carrie Underwood?
Mm-mm. Doesn't do it for you?
Not a chance.
I think
not
yes.
a chance. Well, first off,
you give her a few years.
No, Mike. Not at first. I don't want to see that Underwood deviled ham.
Hey, Carrie Underwood not doing it for you at all?
She is. I think Simon Cowell called her a Stepford Wife and a Barbie doll.
Mechanical.
And when I see her, she looks like a freaking robot up there.
She does. She is robotic, but I still think she's attractive.
Nothing wrong with a robot.
Okay, final picks right now. Let's make them. Who's out tonight?
Trake Boy.
I can't argue with that. Paula Abdul.
Buzz doesn't watch.
And also, last night I was so pleased to see John Peter Lewis in the audience.
I didn't even see him.
I don't think he was looking at the stage. I think he was looking aside.
Was Cheryl Ladd in the crowd or something like that? I thought there was somebody that looked like her, maybe.
It could be. You know, what's her
I
name?
I see her everywhere.
I know you do.
I really do.
Okay, I have a bold prediction. Fat Boy's out tonight.
That's
my final answer.
For you, that is a bold prediction. You don't think he last night tapped in to all the people that like the cocky sports kind of...
And he sang very well on his first song.
I just got... Maybe I'm 100% wrong, and there's a 100% chance of that. But I've got a 100% feeling that... I've lost my train of thought.
He's out. You think he overstepped it?
It's just a gut feeling. I just got the instinct. Yeah. He's out tonight. Hi, Joe.
Tracy and I voted for Old Sausage Fingers last night.
So, that could skew it.
All right, so that
anybody wants a little portrait of a real America, you just got it right there.
One vote or two? Just one. She did it.
If he is voted out, I will miss the spastic flying hand. When his non-mic hand, the way that fat sausage hand just kind of spastically floats.
Hi, B.A. Hey, and for the first time ever watching American Idol, I voted for Scott.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A. My nose is busting. I can't even breathe through it. I hardly stand up.
Because I so don't want Bo to win.
What is it about Bo you can't?
What's wrong with Bo?
He's got frizzy hair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
He's missing a tooth.
Yeah.
And I think they want him to win, and I can get on stage and carry a mic stand around.
Who do you think's got
Does that make me an American Idol?
Who do you think's got the nicest D? Okay, you can get back to us on that.
I'm going to spend all afternoon thinking about that.
Bob Ice, hey, don't forget Fat Boy, and don't forget about Trake Boy.
Hey, and
Track Boy.
Simon not mean enough last night. Simon not nearly mean enough. They were all way
very mellow. I think they're all uptight about that ABC show that's going to be on tonight.
Yep. Oh,
and does anyone care if anyone is in the dog pound or if they're the leader of the dog pound?
Exactly.
Isn't somewhere at home Arsenio Hall... sitting on one of his last remaining stacks of money,
saying,
where are my
lawyers?
Hey, hello, that's my bit.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember? Can a brother get a television show? Dog Pound. And even beyond that, maybe in Cleveland, they're mad too.
Yeah.
Maybe that big, gigantic, 800-pound guy that always wears that dog mask in the Dog Pound.
He's a mad dog now. Here's some TV and show history. Don and I had the pleasure of sitting in the Dog Pound at the Arsenio show.
Ah, you're a show-off, Mike.
It's wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful night filled with the sights, sounds, and smells of Hollywood.
Wasn't it moccasins?
It was moccasins and an engineer's breath.
You're a bastard. They weren't moccasins. They were boat shoes.
They were boat shoes. Sockless boat shoes.
It was a long, hot day.
That were halfway through the Dog Pound visit. Were kicked off for, I believe, a scratch to the bottom of the foot. And when I leaned over to flee the oncoming tide of motor, I was accosted on the right side by a former engineer, Nick Rosenoff.
Death
who,
breath.
I believe, chewed on his own socks for breath fresh.
Was it like a bad tooth smell?
It was thick stomach bad tooth. It was one of those rot smells.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of bad breath smells that never go away. It's not like you've eaten something when you can identify
it. Now, you're describing Nick's breath. But
yes.
Really, and Mike, this is now something that's over 15 years old.
Yes, yes. It was the combination of the two, I think.
But what was wrong with the foot odor?
The foot odor that you had was based on, I think you had a bad toe.
Well.
And that was...
again.
Let's bury that. That was... That was the one that you kicked off there. And we had been padding around Los Angeles.
All day. I did have that bad toe.
And it was a hot day, and, it was a sock issue.
You always got to bring up that thing, don't you?
It's a beautiful memory.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bad toe.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Cindy. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you, Cindy.
Hey, I have a couple of comments for you. The other day I just happened to go on your website, and I just wanted to say that every one of you guys are so handsome.
Right, very nice.
You're so retarded. You need some glasses, honey, but thank you. Thank you very much.
And your wives are beautiful. And second thing.
Thank you.
For American Idol, do you think there's ever a chance that the votes are rigged in any way?
Yeah, you know, actually, although we're still laughing about what Mike just said, thank you for the call. Yeah. There is a part of me in my heart of hearts. This is one reason that I think the fat boy's out. I think that I've always thought this about American Idol, that at some level, the fix is in.
Yeah.
And that even though they love the fact now that there is this website that allegedly is telling people to vote him out.
Vote for the worst.
They manipulate this. They play us like the pawns that we are. And the fat boy has kind of outlived his purpose on the show. He's made it farther than anybody thought he would.
Right.
You get rid of him and you got the four people that got talent left. If I was running the show, that's what I'd... Although, you know, the Trach Boy doesn't have a lot of talent.
No, the Trach Boy is so awful. I truly... it's miserable to watch him
perform. I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with my gut on this. And it says... Fat boy is out. Scott Sable's reign is over tonight.
Right. The Russian is out.
The Russian. Get rid of the Russian.
We must get rid of the little Russian boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what are you guys, faggots, watching American Idol? What's wrong with you, queer?
Homo.
Yeah, did he really just use the word queer?
I believe
you can now.
I believe that we've identified ourselves in that regard many times.
Does Frida know she married a faggot?
Homo.
Yes, and she loves it.
Yep. A program note, I don't watch American Idol. That's
she
right. You got the one macho man here, Buzz is the macho man.
Hello.
He doesn't watch it.
Hello?
Kick your asses if I saw you guys.
He said, kick our asses?
Yeah, he kicked
his ass. People.
Oh, get out of here.
Wow. And they hate you. It's an angry man.
Get out of here.
I am really uncalled for.
Well, I'm done in Mike's show. Yeah, I know.
Hey.
That was a funny call, I know.
That was. Hey, doesn't Mike have a pony Frida could ride?
I have a pony. I do.
The pony you bought for your kid.
Yeah, I checked out. I talked to my buddy, Jim, who co-owns the pony with me, and he said the pony's doing very, very well.
I understand you leased the pony to the film My Friend Flicka. How's that working out?
Now you've tipped the hand, and now I have to come clean. Yes, I had to replace the pony with an identical-looking pony.
Tell the true story. Right. You got your kids up there to the barn over the winter, and you said, now there's good news and bad news.
Right.
Hershey's gone to a much better place.
Yes. Right.
But girls, for the rest of the time you're in school, you will have as much Elmer's glue as you need.
Yes.
You open up a cabinet,
right,
and it's just like wall to wall, all varieties.
All your
the
glue.
Squeeze variety, the paste variety.
Yes, your glue, your paste, comped.
Now meet your new horse, Nestle.
Nestle.
He's quick.
I am... Did you,
time for some more glue.
Did you make the comment that, I would never see that pony again after, like, that first weekend?
I think so.
Some one of the many times you said, because I want to tell you, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I wish I
really don't even know. I probably wouldn't have been able to find directions to where the pony's kept.
I wish I could remember stuff like that when you tell me my feet stunk 15 years ago. I wish I had it coming back to me.
Well I'm telling you that you were right.
Okay, let me say, hey, how's that horse, Mike?
I really have no idea.
Singer.
I have no idea, but maybe this weekend we'll check and see how
you fall. Derby weekend.
No,
a good time to see the pony.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
That's a good boy.
All right, girls, close the gate.
Got to break right here so we can come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
person saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Let them commit a vile act involving your faith. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. Right. Huey Lewis. I like Huey Lewis. I think they've played that on Jack FM.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bob FM.
Bob.
Fred FM. That's stupid. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Jack in the Box. I want to talk to Mike about his horse.
You're pulling up to Jack in the Box?
Oh, no, hold on. He's doing a dead horse joke. He's right. Calling from Jack in the Box. He wants to talk to you about his horse.
I understand. It was
horse.
A joke.
Okay.
How foolish of me not to get it.
Come on, Mike.
I'm sorry.
We get jokes.
Damn it.
Get jokes?
But Jack in the Box should advertise on Jack FM.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Good time. Jack, right. Jack. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, and Mike.
Hey, what's going on? I have a question.
I'm sorry.
Like my best buddy.
Are we reinforcing the rule of how you doing?
Well,
we've been a little lax
on it.
Yep.
If we have to discipline, we shall.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try one more call before we do something that's very
homo.
I didn't hear anything. Don and Mike, hello.
Homo.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
That's a good program right there.
You mean the sound effect?
I'm sorry. My mother's a whore. Really bad.
You give up too easily, sir.
I want to see you! Oh! Okay.
I'm serious. She's got it bad.
Who's got it bad?
Oh, yeah, babe. My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother's got what bad?
The whoreness.
The whore? Oh, you mean
whoreness.
Being a whore?
Whoreness.
Okay. So your mom is really a whore. She's a turbo whore.
Well, to the 10th power, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you base that on?
I can't disclose that.
All the guys.
That means he's making it up as he's going on.
What are you getting here for Mother's Day?
Not necessarily, but she'll cut me off.
An AIDS test.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say she'll cut you off, indicating that you're having sex with your mom?
Oh, dear. Now you've amused
him.
You like that.
Yeah.
That broke.
Right. I gotta go.
Tell me something. Does your mom bleach?
Does she what?
Does she bleach?
You know, AB.
Which part?
Down there.
You gotta
AB.
Keep up. Gotta keep up.
The front or the rear?
Oh, please. You must keep up.
I'm sorry.
You can't explain everything.
You are disqualified.
Although that procedure could be done in the front, too.
But then it's not AB.
They have procedures for that.
VB.
Yeah.
VB. Mike.
I'm going back to that one bachelor party we went to for your brother.
Oh.
I'm very sorry. I don't know why. Maybe it's the fatigue. It's memory day for me.